This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Avoid Probate with Jason Laidler, heard every Sunday at 8 a.m. on Zoomer Radio. Welcome to the program with a unique focus on helping Canadians avoid probate. The one thing everyone should know about probate is that it's not inevitable. With some planning and good advice, you can avoid the exhausting, expensive, and time-consuming probate process and have your affairs settled quickly and privately. Speaking of good advice, here are your hosts of Avoid Probate.
Good morning, Zoomer listeners. Welcome to the Avoid Probate Show. I'm so glad you're here joining us this morning on this beautiful Sunday. I'm Jason Laidler here with my world-famous co-host, Mr. Ted Walshin. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you, Jason, and to all of those who are getting ready for a brand new show. You're not getting one.
No.
We want to say that Jason and I have decided to take a week off, so we're going to be replaying a program for you that we originally aired back in January the 9th.
Correct.
So for those of you who are listening then,
because,
you'll recall it.
Because it was such a great show and such a great episode. Actually, we did decide, I'm kind of being cheeky, but that's the show you'll recall where it was the Back to Basics show and to start off the new year.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that, and because we get a lot of requests for Back to Basics, and we had that show ready to go. So we thought, okay, since we get a lot of requests for Back to Basics, let's run the Back to Basics show.
Well, sure. As the show grows, newer listeners come on board, and for many of them, they weren't there when we explained the concept of the show. So we decided to kick off the beginning of the year, we would do a bit of a refresher course and explain what the show is all about, the kinds of things that we have covered and the kinds of things that we will cover.
Yep.
And so we're going to do that again for those of you who are new to the program.
Yep.
It'll be most beneficial to you. And those of you who have been with us for a while, we think that you will enjoy it as well. And
You can test your memory. How much of it do you recall? Because, you know, we do get into some pretty technical, tricky stuff week to week, depending on the topic.
Can be.
Every week, right?
Can be.
And hence the request once in a while, which I think is totally legit, the request to, you know, go back to a basic show, just to remind, like, to your point, there are new listeners. Well, we'd like to think there's new listeners, of course, and not just that, but it never hurts to go back to basics and make sure that, you know, you understand the gist of what we're doing here.
And for some people, this day, today is Orthodox Easter. So there will be people right around the world who will be celebrating Easter today. For me, it's breakfast / lunch, almost a brunch with my family. Consisting of a lot of things such as cold cuts, kielbasa.
Is that meal a tradition, like
traditional,
a brunch?
A traditional, it's typically done at breakfast, but we have a 2.5-year-old in the family now, so her schedule kind of alters
it.
Well, it kind of does,
She's the boss?
Yes. Yeah, you got it. Yeah, so we'll have the traditional fare of Pascha, which is Ukrainian Easter bread, and one of my favorites is my daughter does this. She mixes up and my wife horseradish with beets and makes that into
That sounds good.
Oh, now that I will bring you.
What are you talking about? I almost said something nasty on the radio right now.
That I will bring you.
You're supposed you owe me.
I know.
Pickled beets for like a year already.
That's out of my hands. But this I can take care of.
Beets I love. I've said that, and horseradish I love. So together, I can't imagine. But
oh, they're terrific. It's terrific.
Is it cold or hot?
It's hot, and you put it on your ham or your kielbasa or
yum.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think my daughter's making some cabbage rolls.
Okay, I'm gonna hold you to that. Not that it's gonna like make any difference because you know I'm still holding you to my jar of pickles.
Talk about holding a grudge. So for those of you who are, in fact, celebrating today, we hope you have a wonderful day. And for my Ukrainian friends and family, Christos Voskres. And let's just pray for some peace in Ukraine. Wow, what a mess.
For sure. And I want to just add to, you know, Ted's sentiment, happy Easter. Happy Orthodox Easter, I guess I should say. Not something I'm very familiar with, but I do know it exists and appreciate that, of course. So happy Easter to anybody who's celebrating the holiday.
And to our friends and family in Ukraine, Slava Ukraini.
Enjoy the rest of the show. Thanks for being here.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Avoid Probate Show.
Good morning, Zoomer listeners. Welcome to the Avoid Probate Show. I'm Jason Laidler. Glad you're with us this morning. I'm here, of course, with the world-famous Ted Walloshin. Good morning, Ted. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you, and a happy belated birthday by a couple of days or so.
5 days ago, I think, is the number. Yeah, I'm feeling old now.
Do you want to say how old you are?
I don't know. Should I do that?
It's up to you.
Big 5-1.
51.
51.
51. 51. Been there, done that.
Yeah?
Yes, yes.
Okay. I thought you were still 49, remember? Yes. We talked about that on the
That's when I brought up Jack Benny New One.
Yeah. When, remember, I played the bagpipes, I played Happy Birthday.
Yes.
And the reason I'm reminding you that is because you just reminded me, we got a call from a listener who, two different calls. One guy said he was singing along Happy Birthday for your benefit from home.
That was good.
And another caller, existing client actually, has requested that I come over for a review and bring the electronic bagpipes with me.
Wow.
I know. So I'm happy to do that.
The traveling minstrel.
I need the
minstrel.
Practice. I need the practice.
Minstrel, yes.
Anyway, enough about that birthday.
Big day south of us, huh? Big day. Big day south.
Yeah, how so? Tell me.
Well, it's national. I don't even want to share.
Come on. You got to finish it now.
It's National Apricot Day.
What?
Day. Also known as the Armenian Plum.
I am embarrassed to say I wouldn't know an apricot if it bit me.
Oh, you would.
Think so?
Yeah, it's like a small peach. Extremely small nutritious. Peach. Many health benefits.
Is it a superfood?
Want me to tell you? Two apricots provide 34 calories, 8 grams of carbs, 1 protein, 1 gram of protein, 1.5 grams of fiber, 8% of your daily value of vitamin A, 8% of vitamin C, 4% of vitamin E, and 4% of
potassium. Is this a long story?
Oh, it goes on for 3 or 4 more pages.
Yeah. Anyway, happy Apricot Day. I think it's a U.S. thing, right? Did you say that?
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for my pickles.
There's a day for everything.
I'm waiting for my pickles, Ted.
I know.
Just
I told you.
I want the listeners to know.
Out of my hands.
I want the listeners to know I'm still waiting. I'm a patient man.
You are?
Yeah.
You are indeed.
So it is not the first show of the new year, exactly.
No.
But it kind of is.
Last week was the first week of the new year for us, and we decided that we'd look back in 2021. Now that we're firmly ensconced into 2022, we thought we'd look back and explain to you exactly what this show is all about for those people who just come aboard, or maybe you're listening for the first time this morning.
Yeah. I've actually had several requests or suggestions from people to go back to basics, so to speak. The very first two shows of the Avoid Probate Show, way back in May of 2021, we started the show off by explaining in some detail what probate is, what the process looks like. And then, you know, ever since then, we kind of just, I don't want to say we went off on tangents, but we, you know, we had guests who could talk about things that were kind of connected to probate. So we've always tried to stay focused. I've said that before. It's not a variety show. We're not going to talk about travel tips for seniors or anything like that. We are trying really, really hard to stay focused on the probate topic and keep all of the guests and everything, all the subjects, you know, related somehow. But anyway, to your point.
And we can do that with your assistance as well. Should you have any stories that you would like to share, any questions that you have, would you like answered, you can contact Jason via email, info@avoidprobate.ca. Or toll-free 1-844-667-7628, 1-844-667-7628. And if you go online to avoidprobate.ca, you'll note that there's a little free probate calendar. You can play around with it.
Calculator,
I should say. You can play around with it and find out how much probate might be payable on your estate or your parents' estate, for that matter. And there's also a listen to the show button that you can access. Which you can access.
It is the season, I guess,
for programs.
for new calendars, now that you mention it, because, you know, if you don't already have any, maybe we should come out with an avoid probate calendar, after all. I don't know.
A little late to start thinking about coming up with
it's
a calendar.
It's only the 9th of January. I bet you there's a lot of people who still don't have a 2022 calendar.
Mm.
But getting back to the listener participation and calling in, of course, which we thoroughly encourage, I think we've set a new record in terms of distance listening, distance participation. I was talking to a client recently who is from the other side of the country, way out west, and she told me that she was listening to the show from Vancouver.
Mm.
And I'm sure, well, I was going to say I'm sure that's a new record, but I stand to be corrected.
I wonder how much different the rules are when applying to probate in BC as opposed to Ontario.
It's a good question. I don't know. Right now, we're not licensed in BC. We are in the process of getting licensed throughout the country. The hope is that the avoidprobate.ca message does spread across the country, because it's an important message and it can help so many people. And if you can avoid probate in any province or territory, why wouldn't you want to do that, right? And
sure,
it is an issue in every province and territory except Quebec. Also New Jersey. I want to throw out to New Jersey. It's not the client, it's the client's nephew.
Mm-hmm.
The client has no children, and a nephew of the client is helping him with his
finances.
Planning.
Right.
So, and he's in New Jersey, so there, you know, the word's getting around.
There you go.
All right, looks like we're coming up to the time to take our first break today. We're going to focus on the basics of probate when we get back. Top up your tea and coffee, and we'll be right back.
Learn more about avoiding probate at avoidprobate.ca or call 1-844-667-7628. Back with more Avoid Probate after this.
All right, time for our weekly visit to Kensington Market, where we find Tom's place. Tom Mahalik at 190 Baldwin. Mr. Mahalik.
Thank you.
Good day, sir. How are you? Boy, you know, you can. I drive around on the weekends now, and I see limousines, and I see pulling up to churches, and tons of people. It's wedding season is here. It's really here now.
Ted, thank you for pronouncing my name so beautifully. I'm the owner of Tom's Place, and my name is Tom Mahalik. Thank you for the great introduction. And yes, you are. When people are going to these celebrations, everybody's checking each other out, and then they realize they all bought their suits at Tom's Place. Not only the wedding party has been buying their suits from Tom's Place forever, but so are the people that are attending the wedding. It's prestigious these days to go in a Tom's Place suit to a celebration. And we are selling more and more suits and nicer suits. And one thing that separates us from the rest, that yes, we will deliver and we have the inventory. Thank you, Ted. Always great to hear your voice. And my name is Tom Mihalik.
Tom's Place, located at 190 Baldwin. That is in the heart of Kensington Market. And we'll talk to you again next week.
From Tom's Place.
This is Avoid Probate on Zoomer Radio with Jason Laidler of avoidprobate.ca. This is an encore presentation.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Avoid Probate Show with Jason Laidler, and I'm Ted Wallachin. And the information we provide you in this program, you should know, is for general consumption only. It's not intended to provide particular legal nor investment advice. Every situation is, of course, different, and if you have a legal or investment question, you should speak with a licensed expert. You can, of course, contact Jason. His email is info@avoidprobate.ca or call toll-free 1-844-667-7628. Jason.
Thanks, Ted. Okay, so, Ted, skill testing question for you. All these calls that we love to receive and my mom passes on to us on the avoidprobate.ca team, and we are a team. Can you guess what the number one question is?
A personal question?
Yeah, well, when people call, they say, hi.
Yeah.
Can you please tell me?
Are you Jason's mother?
What is probate? And
I see. I thought you were talking about like a personal question.
Okay, well.
Not a professional. Well, yeah, what is probate?
I didn't
exactly
know where you were going with that. But
no, because anyway, you're right. Most people, when people say to me, you're doing a radio, I hear you're doing a radio show, Ted. Yes, I am.
Yes.
What's it called? Avoid Probate. What's it about? It's about avoiding probate.
Well,
what's probate?
Exactly. Okay. Let's talk about that. And by
sit
the way,
down and pour a drink.
By the way, exactly. Pour a drink. It is early, by the way, on Sunday morning for a drink. But anyway.
Well, coffee, tea.
Sure.
Vodka.
Put something in it if you, yeah. So you just threw me off there with that last comment. So,
that was my intent.
People ask, what is probate? And, you know, not to be rude, but if you're 35 years old and you ask me what's probate, I normally say, don't worry about it. Although, I probably shouldn't say that because maybe there's elderly parents or grandparents in the picture still. So let's talk about it. So probate.
It's not even just elderly. You have to remember, you know, people who die aren't always old.
That's a good point.
And especially now with the unwashed, unvaccinated.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that. This is the, remember, as I keep saying, it's a COVID-free zone here.
Probate is the
procedure through which the Ontario Superior Court of Justice formally appoints and authorizes a person to act as the executor or trustee of an individual's estate and confirms that the will, if there is one, is the deceased's last valid will and testament. The court issues an order, which is called a certificate of appointment of a state trustee, either with a will or without a will, depending on if the person died with a will or without a will. The court order, also known as a certificate of appointment, is obtained through a procedure called an application.
Mm-hmm.
The certificate is the document that gives the executor legal authority to act on behalf of the deceased and administer their estate. Okay, that was a mouthful. I'm not going to say it again. The gist of it is, in Ontario and every other province except Quebec and territory, some people call it a death tax, and the province doesn't like that term. I can't imagine why, but I've said, you know, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, because there is a probate, there is a probate fee. The probate fee in Ontario is 1.5%. I didn't say only 1.5%. I almost did, because it's, I tell people all the time, it's really not about the 1.5%. 1.5% is 15 grand on a million. And I almost hate to say it, but a million isn't that crazy a number these days, especially if you're a homeowner in the GTA. And I should stop using the GTA because we have listeners outside the GTA.
A homeowner anywhere now.
And, you know, the house is worth a lot of money, never mind the money that's invested at the bank, if there's anything there as well. You know, if the house is $2 million, that's a $30,000 probate
bill. And I was telling somebody that exact same example, and they said, well, if I've got $1 million, what do I care, $15,000?
Okay.
I said, well, if somebody calls you and says, by the way, you just won $15,000, how do you feel about that? Well, that's great, I won $15,000. So you're happy if you win $15,000, but you're okay with the government taking $15,000.
That's a good point. You know, I've never thought of it like that before, so I appreciate that spin. I say to people all the time, it's so some people say to me, to your point, 15 grand on a million, what's the big deal? Other people say to me, you know, never mind, I've paid enough tax my whole life, I don't want to pay 10 cents more than I have to. And
why do you think that really wealthy people spend a lot of money getting around paying taxes?
Exactly. Well, there's some people who are just, you know, fed up with taxes and the bureaucracy of it all. And talking about bureaucracy, I mean, probate is the definition of bureaucracy. And we talk about this.
And it's a combination of political or governmental and corporate.
And
it's,
by the
it's
way,
like corporate and government met and had a baby. And this was the baby.
The probate baby.
The probate baby.
Which
ugly.
Which wants its pound of flesh paid up front. So in my description there, I mentioned that the process involves an application. So there is an application that gets made to the court for the court to do its thing and recognize the will, if there is one, recognize the person who's going to be the executor, assuming there's a person applying to have that job. And, you know, the probate fee has to get paid up front. And that's tough on some people who...
So let's go back to your $1 million example. So there's $15,000.
Exactly.
So if I walk in and I say, okay, well, I want to settle this. And they say, okay, you owe the government $15,000. I say, I don't have $15,000. Give me the $1 million. I'll give you $15,000.
Right. And they're going to say, It doesn't work that way, Junior.
Yeah, I know. It's like when you go to a bank and say, I need to borrow $10,000. Why? Because I owe the government $10,000 in taxes. Oh, we can't give you money if you owe the government. Pay the taxes off, and then we'll lend you $10,000. Well, if I pay the taxes off, you knob, I'm not going to need the $10,000.
Listen, man, don't get me started on the banks, okay?
I could
go on all day long, and I know I rant about it sometimes when I talk about the agonizing process of sending these transfer requests to the banks, because that's part of the solution here, right? Moving the money,
yep,
especially the non-registered money, out of the bank over the insurance company. Well, that requires a transfer form. The client, this requires no work on behalf of the client. I'm not sure if I've ever made that clear before. We do all the legwork. You just, when you're the client who wants to avoid probate on this money for tons of good reasons, we do all the work. We send the paperwork. We do everything. If it's registered money, it has to go from institution to institution so it doesn't get deregistered, so you don't get a tax bill for deregistering the registered money. We take care of all that. But that paperwork process behind the scenes, you don't want to know. It's agonizing, but I shouldn't complain because it's all for the greater good. It takes a while. I'm starting to tell people now it's going to take a month. I used to say 3 weeks, and now I'm starting to say, you know, it's going to take a month for this to happen, and which is shocking. But anyway, I want to continue on reviewing what I'm calling the basics of probate. Probate 101, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning January 1, 2020, so that's a recent development, the estate administration tax, that's the fancy word for probate, by the way. Probate is a slang term, but that's the common term, the common vernacular. The technical term is the estate administration tax has been eliminated for the first $50,000 of the value of the estate. So the first 50 grand, that's the provincial government being generous and throwing you a bone. They're not taxing you
on the first 50 grand. And think of how much your house is worth.
Right.
Basically, they just took the tax off your front door.
Right. And that's why I try to be, well, we're always trying to be accurate.
If you've got a screen door attached.
If you've got a screen door. We're trying to be accurate, of course. We are very accurate on this show. I want to emphasize that. And that's why I say it's approximately 15 grand per million, because the first 50,000 of your million doesn't count. So it's not exactly 15 grand. It's very, very, very close. So, but to be accurate, it's approximately 15 grand per million on the first million. The estate administration tax is charged on the value of the estate of a deceased person. If an estate certificate is applied for and is issued, there's no tax on the first 50K, as I said. And I'm just scanning my notes here. The tax is paid to the Minister of Finance for the province of Ontario. We've talked on the show many times about the fact that even though the province doesn't require probate on the first $50,000, doesn't mean the bank won't require probate. And it is shocking to me how often we get those calls where, you know, the poor caller, listener says, there's only 35 grand in the bank. It's all my dad had. And the bank wants to probate it. And what can I do? Or, you know, I'm stuck. I'm between a rock and a hard place. And you are. I do have notes on that I was going to get to. Here it is. Okay. Jumping ahead on my notes here. Financial institutions are not obliged to waive probate under any circumstances. That's shocking. They're not obliged under any circumstances. Some banks occasionally waive probate for small estates when there is no obvious conflict among beneficiaries. That reminds me, we did a show with a checklist of red flags that the bank is looking for before they will agree to waive the probate. I don't remember what week that was, but I guess that's a good time for me to remind the listeners. All those past shows are available to listen to on the podcast. I think maybe you said already, if you go to the website, avoidprobate.ca, that's the address. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do a Google search. That's the address, avoidprobate.ca. Right on the landing page is a button that says click here to listen to past episodes, and you can select any one you want. They're all labeled. Some of them have cheeky labels, but you'll get the gist of it, and then you can brush up on your probate knowledge. You'll be a probate expert, which I'm hoping you're going to be by the end of this show, because we're not done yet doing the basics of probate. We're going to be right back, though, to pick up and explain a little bit more.
Learn more about avoiding probate at avoidprobate.ca or call 1-844-667-7628. Back with more Avoid Probate after this.
My name is Marilyn, and I avoided probate.
Marilyn is a good daughter who wants the best for her elderly mom.
Why is she overdrawn on her account? What's going on here?
Her mom had money, much of which was tied up in non-registered accounts like GICs, paying next to no interest, which meant
she was dipping into her capital big time because the residence she was staying in was very costly. So she was overdrawn on her account four times a month.
Marilyn wanted to disperse the money for her mom's needs using her power of attorney. The bank refused, saying the accounts were in her mom's name only, and then rubbed salt in the wound.
They pushed it back on the family and said it was all our fault. We should have been on top of it, not them.
That's when Marilyn got a hold of Jason at avoidprobate.ca. He accompanied Marilyn to the bank to move mom's money. Why?
The insurance companies now have as many, if not more, investment options than the banks have. Plus, we can also put a 100% death benefit guarantee on the account once it's at the insurance company. Anybody who has non-registered accounts at the bank needs to look into the services we provide at avoidprobate.ca.
I don't know how long my mother is going to live. None of us know. So my thing was, if she lives to 100, there'll be more than enough money to sustain her.
How was avoidprobate.ca able to help Marilyn's mom?
It's a good news story. The account is earning much more than it did when it was at the bank in a low-paying GIC. But more importantly, it's still 100% mom's money. There's no joint owner on the account, but there is a beneficiary on the account, which wasn't there before.
Which means no tax issues and no probate to worry about.
I share my story with as many people as I can, and I hand out Jason's cards to lots of people and say, call this man. He'll walk you through it.
Call us at avoidprobate.ca on the toll-free number. But call us before your mom or dad passes away. That's when we can help you.
Avoid probate like Marilyn did with avoidprobate.ca. Call 1-844-667-7628.
This is Avoid Probate on Zoomer Radio with Jason Laidler of avoidprobate.ca. This is an encore presentation.
Here we go as we wind our way through this, the second show of 2022, which we're affectionately referring to as our first show, because what we're doing is we are going back to basics, explaining exactly what probate is and how Jason can help you avoid such. And you can contact him throughout the week. Email is info@avoidprobate.ca, toll-free number 1-844-667-7628. That's 1-844-667-7628. You can go online, check out the website, avoidprobate.ca, free probate calculator there. And as Jason mentioned just before the break, click the listen to the show button and you can access past shows that you may want to hear once again, Jason.
Right. And maybe one day there'll be a free probate calendar too, but not yet. Anyway.
Let's give away merch. Let's have t-shirts and coffee mugs and...
Well, we do.
We
do have probate, avoidprobate.ca pens, which I really like because I've got that little.
I don't have one.
You don't have one?
No, you gave me a corkscrew.
I wasn't going to tell the listeners about the corkscrew, but.
Well, there's nothing wrong with it.
I know.
It's not illegal.
I know there's nothing wrong with it. So
the roach clip was weird.
I even have little cool notebooks that are branded avoidprobate.ca. I don't think you've seen one of those either. Don't worry, I'll get you one, okay? As soon as I get my pickles. Anyway, let's focus here. Let's focus,
pickles,
Ted.
Drive me
focus.
Nuts. I'm going to go and buy some.
Okay, it is the Avoid Probate Show. Thank you for listening. And if you're a new listener, thank you for joining us. I hope you become a regular listener. And what we're doing here every week, hopefully, and it's a mystery to me why more people aren't sharing this message. I just don't understand it. But we are trying to help you, the listener, avoid the probate nightmare, because there is a solution. And I often say, and regular listeners will get bored of hearing this, it's the best kept secret in the country, because the bank's not going to tell you to move your money. And the bank's solution to the probate problem, the best they can do on the non-registered account, is to suggest to you that you make it a joint account with some other adult, probably an adult child. And I say that's garbage. And I think that advisor should lose his license when that happens, to be honest, because Normally, most of the time, they're making this recommendation without knowing anything about your adult child. They don't know his credit rating. They don't know his history. They don't know his marital status. They don't know his business situation. They don't know anything about this person that they're saying, yeah, just throw him on the account. Well, why does it matter? Why does any of that matter? And we've talked about this. There are whole shows that we've done dedicated to talking about the pitfalls of joint ownership. That money gets exposed. And it's not necessary to expose that money when you use our solution, but the bank can't do it. The bank can't put a beneficiary on the non-registered account. We can when we do the transfer that usually costs nothing over to the insurance company where the rules are different. Bingo. We've solved the probate problem. And just to finish the thought, we keep all of mom's money solely in mom's name. It avoids ownership challenges because this has gone all the way to the Supreme Court more than once where a sibling has said, hey, mom intended for you to share that money in that account with the rest of her kids. And the sibling says, no, she didn't. She said it was just for me because I was the one looking after her in her final days. And now there's, they're butting heads and it goes to court and it gets elevated. And 10 years later and $100,000 in legal fees or whatever the number is, the Supreme Court finally makes a ruling on it. So that's what I call an ownership challenge. It avoids taxation issues. What do I mean by that? Well, if you're only a part owner of the account, because if you're on the account jointly, like you're 50-50, if it's just two people, for example, well, is the adult child paying their part of the tax that's being created? If there's income generated or dividends that are generated, they're taxable. Capital gains, taxable. And normally that's not happening. Normally mom pays the tax bill. Well, that's a problem because you can't evade taxes like that. If it's your 50% and you're on the hook for 50% of the tax, well, you can't just let mom pay it all. It doesn't work that way. So it avoids, and I get it, they're unintended. Those are unintended tax consequences 99.9% of the time, but it's still an issue. And lastly, just to repeat, exposure. Exposure is huge because not just creditors, other, nefarious habits, bad habits, whatever the person might have you're adding to the account, not to mention possibility of a unhappy spouse, because that money is on the table when it comes to the division of assets when a marriage breaks up. That money's on the table. Your name is on the account. So that's a long-winded explanation
it's just layers and layers and layers of potential
problems. Layers of problems, and we're solving those problems.
Yeah.
And people don't want to think that they have these problems, and I get that, but you could have these problems. And so I say, show me a better solution. We have created the best mousetrap that I can find, and I challenge anybody out there listening today, please tell me if you think you've got a better mousetrap than just keeping mom's money solely in mom's name, adding beneficiaries, which avoids the probate, of course, adding the beneficiaries. If you want one of your adult children to have access to the money so they can help you when you're sick, that's what power of attorney is for. So we do the power of attorney, we add the beneficiaries, we keep it in mom's name, neat and tidy. You've got the help when you need the help. When you're gone, you've got the beneficiaries labeled, no probate to worry about. So I hope that makes sense. We often get asked about what's included in the probate process itself. Does this have to be probated? Does that have to be probated? Does my mom's house have to be probated? That's a very common question. The short answer is yes. In fact, sidebar, we're seeing situations here where, okay, so mom and dad, grandma and grandpa bought the house in 1955, let's say. They've been in there for a long time, and grandma never worked. And so grandma wasn't put on title.
Right.
She didn't have an income. And so, she didn't help qualify for the mortgage or whatever. Anyway, fast forward 60 years or something. Grandpa passes away. Grandma's in the house the whole time. But now she's got to actually pay probate on this house because she wasn't on title. We're seeing this happen. And people are calling me and saying, are you kidding me? This is ridiculous. My grandmother doesn't have $18,000 of liquid cash or assets to pay this probate fee, and she's been in this house for like the last 60 years. You're kidding? The government requires her to pay $18,000 to stay in this house? That's happening. So there's a tip for you. if there's any chance Grandma's not on the title with Grandpa, you should be looking into that and get that fixed before, you know, before it's too late.
Because what happens then is she pays the probate, so the house is now in her name.
Yes, that's right.
So now when she dies,
it gets probated again.
Exactly.
Unless, I'm glad you said that, because what I was going to get to is the fact that when we are doing, when we're answering this question about what is included in the probate and is the house included, then, you know, the short answer is yes, but there is a way to avoid that, and that is with the use of something called a bear trust. We've talked about this quite extensively, and I've got to say, like, the phone is ringing off the hook with people calling, looking for more information about this bear trust. I think, you know how they, every year, they have, like, new words of the year, or they add words to the dictionary, or, you know, something like that? I think bear trust is the words of the year for 2021. I think it is, because I'm just, everybody is getting interested. And they say to me, hey, you know, I just redid my will with my lawyer, and he didn't say anything to me about the bear trust. Well, what do you want me to say? I don't know. Not every lawyer is created equal. I don't know what to say to that. But it is a relatively simplistic way of avoiding probate on the property, not just the house. If there's a cottage, you can add the cottage. If there's investment properties, you can add investment properties. And if you happen to have shares of a Canadian-controlled private corporation, CCPC shares, you can add those too. And there's other things as well that can go into this bear trust so that you don't have to probate, don't have to pay the probate or deal with the probate on those assets. And then sticking with the house idea here for another minute, people say, well, can I sell the house? You know, mom passed 3 years ago. We haven't probated it yet. Can I sell it? And the answer is no, because selling it involves a transfer of title. And there's no lawyer, there's no legitimate lawyer who's going to transfer the title of a property until it's probated. Because, let me put this in really simple terms. You know what, Ted? You've got a house, right?
Yeah.
I can't sell it tomorrow. How can I sell your house? I'm not on title.
No.
I can't do it. But if you're dead and I'm the executor, well, that they make special rules for that. And that's why the courts are involved in this process called probate. Because the court says, the court gives Jason magical powers all of a sudden so that I can sell Ted Walsh's house that I don't own. So that's hopefully that makes sense to some people. That's what the probate process does, is it gives you magical powers to sell something that's not yours. Because that's what you're doing. Yeah. You're selling your mom's house or your dad's house or whatever the case is, right? And you can't do that normally.
Very good point.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, I was going to try to sell your house.
I know you were.
But
I saw the sign when I came home. That's going to do it for right now. We'll take a break, come back, wrap up the show for this week. Stay with us.
Learn more about avoiding probate at avoidprobate.ca or call 1-844-667-7628. Back with more Avoid Probate after this.
Good afternoon, friends. We are gathered here to remember...
Insert your name.
And we're heartbroken because...
Insert your name.
...did not avoid probate. So the loved ones of...
Insert your name.
...have to wait a long time for what rightfully is theirs. I see I've made you cry.
Recent changes in law make probate slower, more complicated, and more expensive. Don't make it harder for your loved ones. Avoidprobate.ca.
This is Avoid Probate on Zoomer Radio with Jason Laidler of Avoidprobate.ca. This is an Encore presentation.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Avoid Probate Show. I'm Ted Walsh, and he's Jason Laidler. You can get hold of Jason during the course of the week to ask a question or share a compliment if you wish. Whatever, either way, just be very nice to the lady who answers the phone, because that's Jason's mom. That number, by the way, should you like to call, it's a toll-free number, and so it is available by dialing 1-844-667-7628, 1-844-667-7628, or Email info@avoidprobate.ca. info@avoidprobate.ca. Chase?
Thanks, Ted. We're going to jump into the mailbag, ever popular segment of the show. Never enough time. Please keep those stories coming. We love it. And you're helping other listeners. And I hear that all the time. People love the mailbag because they can relate to real life stories, of course.
Ooh.
So a lady called recently who heard the show, and this sets a record for us here. She's dealing with settling the estate of her late sister, who passed away in 2000. Sorry, the year 2000 she passed.
22 years ago.
22 years ago,
well,
this
it'll
year.
Be 22 this
That's
year,
what I was
yeah.
trying to say.
Yeah, okay.
And
wow. She's still settling
she's
it?
She's still settling it. And
with the bank?
With the courts. Because, without getting into the nitty-gritty, the sister, the late sister, had a common-law spouse. And when the sister passed in 2000... The sister that called us is named as the executor, but the common law spouse challenged that, and you can do that. You can yeah. anybody can apply to be the executor. Just because the will says I name Ted Walshin to be my executor doesn't mean Ted Walshin gets the job. A, Ted Walshin has to apply for the job because you can't thrust it upon somebody. You know what I mean? Like you can say no thanks. And B, even if you say, yeah, okay, cool, I'll do it because I said I would. Well, my brother might say, what? No, I want to be the executor. And he could apply at the same time. And so that could hold things up, of course. And that's when it goes in front of a judge. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, unless there's compelling evidence to convince the judge otherwise, most of the time the judge is going to appoint the person named in the will because obviously that's the deceased person's wishes. That's why it's in the will. So if my wish has been you know laid out in the will document and it says I want it to be Ted Walshin, and my brother or Mickey Mouse or whoever throws their hat in the ring and says no, I want it to be me, well they've got to convince the judge as to why the judge should not go along with the instructions in the will that the deceased left behind.
Right.
So sorry, I kind of went off on a tangent there. So it's been challenged by the common law spouse, and I won't even get into the common law spouse issues and the fact that common law spouses have no property rights, et cetera, et cetera. Call me if you want more information on that. So it's been held up. Well, the common law spouse has now passed away, and now the common law spouse's sister is representing.
Oh.
Yeah. So she's taken a standing.
There's an expression for this, you know. It starts with the word cluster.
Yeah. Okay. So people just don't appreciate. If you haven't been through the probate process, you don't know
yeah.
what kind of nightmare. And I call it the probate nightmare for a reason. And I've said it before. We're solving a problem in a lot of cases that people don't know they have.
Right.
And you don't want to figure it out the hard way. So stay tuned. It's early days in this case, and we'll see if we can be of any service. Now, as I said, the sister's already passed, and we get this phone call a lot too, right? Can you help me with probate? Grandma passed away last week, and you know we need your help. Well, as a reminder, it's frankly too late to avoid any help. It's too late to avoid the probate itself. Now, we can still help, of course, because I'm a certified executor advisor. We've got other professionals on the team. There's tax returns to complete. There's work to do. It could require assistance from the lawyer. Maybe not. You don't have to use the lawyer, but most people need to, and I understand that. And we encourage you. And I think there's even a commercial on AM 740 that airs for avoidprobate.ca that does recommend you call us before mom or dad passes away. And then, I don't want to say it's easy to avoid the probate at that, you know, at that point, but it's certainly a lot easier.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Now, I'm switching to sad news here because it was inevitable, and it's not the first time, but it's the first time we've talked about it on the show here that a client has passed. And because they were a client, you know, we set things up so that probate would not be an issue. Now, it's early, early days in this case. I just got word that they passed, and condolences to the family if they're listening. And the reason I'm mentioning it now in these early days is because I want to make the point once the estate has settled as far as we're concerned. In other words, like we're managing some of the client's money at the insurance company where we put beneficiaries on it so that it wouldn't get probated.
Right.
Right? That's the solution here.
Yeah.
We talk about it all the time. And she was under the age of 85. It cost nothing to do the transfer. I forget which bank it was. I'm not going to mention it anyway, I guess. But we did the transfer from the bank some time ago, reinvested the portfolio in a portfolio that she was comfortable with at an insurance company, named beneficiaries, and so we are in the process of settling that. And it's not going to take long at all. I want to wait till it's actually settled so I can tell the listeners exactly how many days it took in this case as far as the money that we were looking after. We didn't have all of it. There was some registered money at the bank still, but registered plans can have beneficiaries on them.
Mm-hmm.
So the biggest challenge is the non-registered money that we need to move out of the bank ASAP. And so, yeah, I just wanted to share that this is what happens, of course. It's part of the big picture here at avoidprobate.ca. And, you know, it's a sad story, of course, but it's also kind of a success story because the kids, and there's five of them, the kids aren't going to have to deal with this probate nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned. As soon as I have final dates or numbers, you know, to that extent, I will share them with the listeners. So the other thing I'm going to add to the mailbag today is I just want to share an email. Thank you for sending these emails in. This lady wrote in with a question, and I just picked this email kind of at random. There's so many to choose from, and they're all good, and they're all good questions. This lady says, I have a will, but would be interested in learning how I could make it easier on my family after I have passed. And that's a great question. There's different facets to it, of course. And what I want to just explain or touch on a little bit is the fact that so many times and so many people will say to me, I don't have to worry about probate because I have a will. And I tell them, I said, the will has nothing to do with it. And they're shocked. And I get it. And they think, well, no, you know, I've been to my lawyer. It's all taken care of. I have a will and powers of attorney, which is great. You should have those things, of course.
Yeah.
But when I tell them it's unrelated, they don't get it. And so here's the deal. Of course, you should have a will, especially if there's assets that you want to distribute to certain individuals. But the probate process is the process which validates that will. So the probate process, you know, it's the court process that says, okay, fine. We will, the province will recognize that that's the will we're going to use because we've said it on the show before. Other wills can pop up. I met with the Italian family where the sister had dad sign a quote new will at the age of 101. And because of that, that's held up in the courts. So there can be multiple wills. Quite often, the will you have today is not the first will you did anyway. And so it's important for the province / the courts / the probate process to say, okay, that's the one we're going to use, and you're the guy or girl that we're going to say is the executor or the person, the estate trustee who's in charge of dealing with this will.
Mm-hmm.
But that probate process, which we're trying to avoid, can take a long time and cost a lot of money. And as we talk about here on the show all the time, there can be simple solutions. So that's it for the mailbag today. Keep the emails and calls coming because, like I said, we love sharing it. You're helping other listeners.
This is the Avoid Probate Show, and today's tip, of course, is about apricots, which are naturally high in antioxidants, which guard against environmental damage from sunlight, pollution, and cigarette smoke. These compounds may benefit your skin
okay.
by lowering your chance of wrinkles and
All
sunburn.
Right. All right. Thanks for that,
well,
Ted.
So I'm here.
Yeah? Is that why you're here?
I think so.
Okay. Maybe I'll go try an apricot. I think they're only like... Don't you only ever see them like dried? Can you get fresh apricots in Canada? Do we grow apricots in Canada? You know, I don't even want to talk about apricots anymore. Let's get back to the important stuff here, which is, of course, the Avoid Probate Show and the message that we're trying to send, and in particular this show to launch 2022 on behalf of the whole avoidprobate.ca team. You know, we hope you have a great year coming forward, going forward, in spite of everything else that's happening, which we don't talk about here. We did only have time to scratch the surface today about what the basics of probate look like. I hope that did help. You know, it was a review. If you have any other questions or specific questions, of course, please don't hesitate to call us. The consultations, by the way, are always no charge. And we're happy to talk to anybody. We try to reply to every single email and every phone call. So don't hesitate to reach out to us if there's a question about probate in any way, shape, or form. Having said that, I think that's going to wrap it up for this week. Last week's show was kind of like, it was a look back for 2021.
Yep.
And we didn't really talk about content or the new year, but we're excited. We're glad you're here. And if you're not a regular listener, we hope you become a regular listener. If you found us by accident, lucky for you. And we're glad you're here. So thank you to... I want to say thank you to producer Kelly for keeping us on track as usual. Thank you to Ted Walshen for his decades of radio excellence. Thank you, Zoomers, for your time today. And we appreciate your time, and we hope you're here again next week. Ted, are you here next week?
I am. Fresh or dried, apricots can be consumed.
Okay.
Well, you ask, and I answer.
Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
This has been an encore presentation of the Avoid Probate Show. You've been listening to an exclusive podcast of Avoid Probate with Jason Laidler, heard every Sunday at 8 a.m. on Zoomer Radio. This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.